You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for Black Hollywood Live presents The Beat. We are joined in studio by Grammy nominated Miss Jordan Sparks.
Yay!
Hey!
Hey! You know, we got Miss Queen Wink in the building. Sir Sean Allen.
Hey.
Is that what we're doing right now?
No.
All right, y'all. Well, we have a very special episode for you, Miss Jordan Sparks. Jordan, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. I'm so sorry I was late. I'm sorry.
This is edited anyway, so they ain't going to know that she was late.
Okay. Well, I'm still apologizing because I get so much anxiety for being late. So, like I told you, I'm OCD.
A little, slightly. We can accept that.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad that you're in here because it's been a while since we've gotten a project from you.
Yes. Yes, it has been.
And I have to say this. I love when there are artists that I like, mm-hmm. and I Shazam them.
Okay.
So I was driving in the car. I was leaving studio.
Okay.
And I'm driving in the car, and I hear this song on the radio, and I'm like, this is dope. Who is this? And I Shazam the song. It says, Jordan Sparks.
Hey.
It ain't you. And
hey.
I was like, wait a minute. Jordan's making this kind of music?
Yes.
It Ain't You.
Yes. It Ain't You was inspired by, I was also in the car, driving, listening to music, and it seemed like every song back to back to back was talking about how horrible I was as a woman. And I was just like, but I was singing along to it, and it was super passive, and then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, why am I singing this? So then I go into the studio, and I'm like, hey, Salam, who is executive producing my album, I was like, Salam, I want to do kind of a response record, because I hadn't heard one from a girl yet.
Which, by the way, that's epic.
But thank you. And so he was like, I was originally going to take, like, their instrumental and go over it, and then he said, let me see if I can find, you know, a different instrumental, and Mustard happened to have the beat, so that's
Mustard
how that came up.
Beat.
Yeah, that's, he had it.
So well, so let's talk about the idea of that song.
Okay.
So today in 2015, music has changed. Now, you haven't put a project out in, 5 or 6 years?
It'll be, by the time the album comes out in May, it'll be almost a year, almost 6 years, I mean.
6 years.
Yeah.
So in the time that, you know, you were out, putting music out, which you've put out projects in between here and there, little singles and
yeah,
whatnot.
I got singles and some stuff on soundtracks. I've been able to do movies too, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, as you're taking a break with acting and all that stuff, and you're watching music, you're enjoying music because you also write for other artists.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What's your idea of the music industry right now with the music that is being put out there?
Like, you know, what do I think about the music that's out right now, or like the business side of it? That's
questions. Let's talk music artistry wise, as far as what's being presented out there that you want to bring to the forefront with your music.
Oh, well, it's definitely different. The landscape has changed so much since I put out, like, a personal project. So that's also been crazy. And there's a lot more stuff added, like, with all the social media and all the different outlets. There's a lot more added to the plate of an artist and what they have to do. But for me, honestly, I'm just glad people still want to hear me sing. I'm just glad people still want to hear me sing and that they're interested in that. The response I got from dropping, like, the mixtape last year was really positive. It was overwhelming but so amazing at the same time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my fans are, they're, like, they're close to my age or a little bit older, or they are my age. And so what I want them to take from it is, hey, I'm going through this with you. I'm right there with you. Like, I'm going through the heartache. I'm experiencing the uncertainty of certain different things. I'm finding myself. I'm coming into my own. I know the butterflies and the love, and I'm, like, right there with them. So that's what I want them to take from it. Am I having fun? Yes. Are all the songs going to be serious power ballads? No. But I have them on there because I didn't forget, because I love to sing those, you guys.
Go
on. I can't lie. I love to sing them. So there's definitely a mix. I think if I would say what the overall vibe is of my music, it'd be feelings.
Feelings.
We need that right about now.
Feelings, yes.
That's kind of where we were touching on is mm-hmm. the industry right now. It's kind of like there's only one feeling in music, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the shoulder bone.
Yeah. Hey.
That's
and there's nothing wrong with the shoulder bone, right. You know? But we'd like to sprinkle in some other stuff in
there,
you know?
Yeah, just a little feelings here and there. I think also what we do see, though, is, you know, how you see cycles. You know, they come and they go and it kind of repeats itself. So I feel like we're at that point now where it's all the turnout music. And now it's kind of shifting a little bit to the, okay, now we just need some heart.
We need to make love.
Exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. What's a baby making music?
Oh, my. Hello.
Yes. We had Tank in here the other week.
Shit. Yo. I love Tank. Hi, Tank. He's so talented. He's so dope.
So talented.
Yes.
Okay, so Bye Felicia. Why Bye Felicia?
That was a good one.
Okay. You guys are going to laugh at this story because there was no, like, intense... Like, oh my God, I have to call it Bye Felicia. Literally, I was sitting down and I was like, okay, this title is too cheesy. This isn't going to work. I don't like this one. I can't name it this. Can't name it that. And I got so frustrated. I was like, ugh, Bye Felicia. Literally.
And it worked.
Literally. And I was like,
that's it.
That's it.
But that's how God gives you things, though.
Yes. No, literally. I was like, okay, that's it. And it worked, mm-hmm. though.
It's kind of genius.
Yeah, it worked for, like, what it was, you know, the content of the album, what I was going through. I didn't have time for certain people, certain things, certain mm-hmm. situations. So it was like, hey.
Bye, Felicia.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
Exactly.
That was dope.
So, yeah, it wasn't, like, this elaborate, like, thought behind it. Literally, I just went, bye, Felicia. Yes.
That's perfect.
And that caught everybody's attention. Everybody was talking about it on every blog. Jordan Sparks and Bye Felicia even go together.
I know. Who would ever think that would be in the same sentence? Yeah, so. Although it is part of my vocabulary. Right. I'm not going to lie. I say it quite often.
Now, you are with a new label.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Working with Salam Remy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Heaven Sent.
Yeah. Because, like... I saw the name and I was like, this name looks very familiar. Did my research and I was like, that's exactly who I thought it was.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. What has it been like?
It's been awesome. So I met Salam because he was scoring the movie Sparkle.
I remember that.
Oh.
Love you, Wendy. He was scoring the movie Sparkle. And so they got us together and said, hey, you guys should do something together so you can get something on the soundtrack. And I was like, okay. So we started working together in the midst of doing that. You know, you have conversations while you're in the studio. He was asking me about, you know, my music and where I was at. And I told him all of what was happening and my frustrations. And then about a year or so later, he ended up getting a job at Sony, which is where my label that I was on was housed.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit after that, you know, stuff still hadn't happened. Like, I was recording and I was making music, but nothing was happening. And he finally just was like, he wanted to anyway, but we had to wait for the right time. And he was like, well, I'll take her project. And I was like, please. Please. And so they were like, okay, so now I'm on his label, Louder Than Life, and
awesome.
I just feel like it's so amazing. Like, I had to go through what I went through the past 5.5 years now at this point. I had to be in love. I had to feel the heartbreak. I had to feel people stopping me at every turn. I had to go through all of that because it's helped me to get to where I am now. And my songwriting ability, the way I emote through songs and record in the studio and all of that has changed for the better. And, you know, Salam has definitely been a part of that because he was the first person to ask me, like, well, what do you want it to sound like? And I was
Have you ever been asked that before?
No.
Really?
No, I haven't.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a big name, too.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with him.
Yeah.
His music. Yeah.
He's so awesome. He's so great. And he's, like, as much amazingness he's done for the music industry, he's an even better person. So it's really cool to have people like that in your corner. And especially for me, when I felt for a while that there was no one in my corner in terms of, like, you know, on the internal business side. Mm-hmm. Not my fans. My fans have been great.
Mm-hmm.
They've been so patient. But on that side, it was nice. Like, he's been fighting for me. He's been in my corner. He's been flying out to support even when I'm doing radio stuff. Like, he doesn't have to be there for that, but mm-hmm. he does. And it's just so nice. But yeah, so we got together and now, hi, there's music.
Yay! And it sounds really good.
Thank you.
We're going to play a little something. But before we get into your music,
okay.
I want to talk about feelings.
Okay, feelings.
Because we always talk about here on The Beat, we're always talking about, you know, artists who sign with labels mm-hmm. and then they don't get their music put out.
Sure.
They don't understand, you know, that waiting time and mm-hmm. whatnot. For you, mm-hmm. was that something that you understood and then... Within understanding reasonably,
mm-hmm.
5 years is for me personally, too long.
Right. High, yes.
You know, and I know that other things come into play, especially coming off American Idol. I know that there's certain contracts and things like that in which, you know, you have to do certain things with them for a certain amount of time, which can be frustrating for a while.
Sure. I mean, it was good for me. I was a kid. Well, so I was like, hey, let's go.
So for you as an artist, where does that frustration come in? How do you find an outlet for that as far as you have music, you have fans, you want to put this music out, but you're kind of in this
limbo
because you know the label saying it's not That's time exactly right now.
How do I word this? I feel like my situation was a little bit of an anomaly just because I did come off from Idol and I did get to put out two projects.
Right.
So it's not like it's not like I got signed and then had to wait, you know, which is for a lot of artists, sometimes that happens. They get signed, but there are so many, acts that are already moving that they get told, hey, we're going to put you in the studio. You're just going to work and work and work and work and work. And then once we have time, we'll put you out. And maybe sometimes that doesn't even happen. Sometimes you just sit and sit and sit. So I feel like my situation was a little bit of an anomaly. I did my second album and then, you know, I went on tour. I did all that. Then I got to do Broadway, which was awesome. I did that right after. And then I started working on my third album. And then it was weird because lots of things started to fall apart, right? So a lot of people got fired. And there were some people that left, transferred over to different labels, different things like that. So, like, in the middle of recording the album, I lost half of my team. Mm. So that was frustrating because I couldn't do anything about that and I didn't even know. So I was recording, trying to hit up people like, okay, what do you think about this song not returning my calls? And what just happened? So that happened. And then, you know, then I was like, okay, I'm not quite sure how this is going to go. And then once people got into everything, Jive merged to RCA. So then now you have more artists on the roster and a lot more confusion and craziness. So then finally, my team was there or supposedly. And then it was like, okay, so you get in the studio, you record, and in 6 months we'll put it out. And then it wouldn't happen. And then they would tell me that again. And then it wouldn't happen.
That's so
it
was similar to what our last guest Tank was saying. The record companies, they said that he said they can have you hype. You think you're about to do something next
Pop
week?
The carrot,
and then they'll drop it when you're ready. They're like, oh no, we're not going to be able to do that. We chose to go another direction.
Yeah,
and you're like left in limbo.
Yeah, and it's a whole bunch of different. It's a whole bunch of different excuses that they'll say or come up with. And listen, I'm very thankful because I did get to put out my first two albums and I had to be there and have to go through that because now I know I am so appreciative of where I am right now because of what I had to go through with that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to badmouth them or anything. It's just the facts of what happened.
It's not to badmouth anybody. The reason the reason I want to bring it up is because there are people, you know, who want to come up in this industry and, you know,
it
to
is not
hear
easy.
That story.
It's not easy.
And to kind of piggyback off that, you know, one thing that I'd like to touch upon is in this business, being an entrepreneur and doing, you know, writing, singing, performing, acting, there comes in the creative mind, there comes that form of depression and comes that form of, you know, why am I doing this? I'm working so hard. I'm running for that carrot. Mm-hmm. Why am I doing this? For you, what's the advice that you would give to somebody that has helped you get over those moments?
Man, oh, goodness. I've been there for sure. Because listen, this whole 6 year thing was an involuntary hiatus. Okay. It's not like I was not trying to put music out. I was trying. And then it got to the point where I was just like, am I supposed to be doing this? Like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? And then I would get terrified. Like, if somebody was like, okay, so we're going to do an album here, da, 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 I'd be like, I don't know if I'm ready. I'm not ready.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Psych myself out.
Why?
I don't know. Because it had been like being told no for
so long. Yeah,
you
start to
while trying to work so hard. Then it was just like, well, do people really even want to hear me anymore?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so you were doubting your own.
It makes you second guess.
It makes you second guess. Like, I'm confident in my ability. It's not that. Like, I know that I can sing and I know that I can sing and that I love to do it and that it makes people happy when I do. But on this level, like on this scale, do people still really want to hear me? Like,
I
is
do.
This really going to work?
I
thank
do.
You. thank
I
you.
Do.
I'm not at that space anymore.
And if they don't, you know what you say? Bye,
you.
Felicia.
Right, exactly. I'm not at that space anymore. I'm great. My parents, my family really got me through that and just having really encouraging friends along the way to just be like, look, there's more to life. If this doesn't happen, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so I've come to terms with that too. Like, I'm like, I'm so happy to have new music out. I just want my fans to have new music. Like, it'll be a bonus if it sells a ton of copies. It'll be mm-hmm. a bonus if it, like, goes high on the Billboard charts. But that's not why I'm doing
it. You're here for the artistry.
I just want to put the music out. And it's awesome. I get to sing new songs. Yay!
So instead excited. Of Battlefield!
Which I love.
That's my favorite song.
I love Battlefield. Too. No, I love no that air. I get to sing No Air for the rest of my life.
Oh, like, No Air! Yeah. You're tweaking the brain.
Yeah, so I'm good with those. But it's nice to be able to get new material new fresh out material, as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, okay, so can I tell you a story?
Yes, I'm scared of the story.
Don't be scared of the story. It's actually an epic story.
Okay.
So our engineer, Alexis, right?
Okay.
Hey,
hi.
She can't talk right now because she's a little under the weather.
No, she got her mic on.
She's working. Yeah, can you tell the story?
No, you can go ahead.
Go ahead, Alexis, tell us a story.
I'm scared. Now two people got to tell us.
Okay, so I don't have a camera, so I apologize, fans, if you can't see me. But
they know your voice,
the
though.
Voice of God.
So my great-grandfather in the Philippines, he passed away 2 months ago, was a huge fan of American Idol. And his eyes weren't so good, mm-hmm. so when he saw you on stage, he thought it was me.
Really? Wait, so, I can see that, though. I can see that.
Yeah. So, like I said, he passed away 2 months ago. So, his last wish, at least from a few people from the family, was for me to sing a song.
Really?
Because he thought I was you.
Oh.
So, we decided to sing Tattoo, because that was his favorite song.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. Thank you, Grandpa. No,
what I can't get over is her grandfather passed thinking that his granddaughter would...
I love it. I hope you played it up. Girl. Just play it.
It was. I had my hair was curly. Yeah, I had like.
just go in there and just do it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
you're right. That was a great story. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh no, he was a happy, happy old man.
Good. He lived a good life.
Yeah, he was 105.
Had two amazing granddaughters.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. It's, he was great.
So every time that we hear anything from you, my family's like, "Oh, look, Alex is on the stage."
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, that's good because now every time you hear that, like, he'll be with you. Like,
yeah,
those times, like, it'll pop into your head and that'll be him.
Oh, yeah. At least you know he died loving you, loving Jordan.
That, like, no, that our whole family loves you in a totally, like, part of the family. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys.
It's really
funny. Love us, family.
Yeah. See that? So you're going to do this for Gramps.
Jordan.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Wait, what's our last name? Sorry.
Oh, Torres. Torres.
Torres. Okay, Jordan Torres. I got it. It works. I like it.
Okay, between the mixtape and the album coming out, where is your mindset right now? Because we see some snippets of some songs.
Oh, yeah, the
that may or may not go on the album.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So where's your mind at with the album?
I'm just ready.
I'm just ready to bust the door down and just be like, Jordan is here.
Yes.
She arrived.
Yes.
Are you still working on music?
Well, I feel like as an artist, you're never really done working on it. You're just constantly doing it, whether it's writing for other people or hopefully doing more music. Because, listen, I'm hoping that when this comes out, people will be like, where's the other stuff? And then I can put some more on, mm-hmm. you know. Because right. I've actually got a bunch of songs recorded, and that was the hardest part, is, like, narrowing it down. Because I've been working for so long, and I love them so much that it's like, I can only pick 12?
Yeah.
Save really? Them for a bonus album.
I know, but I'm just like... I want them all out now. And then I'm just like, okay, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. So
I mean, 6 years, you could give us a double disc.
That's what I said. But then it was just like, it could be overload. It might be a little too much. So it'll be nice to space it out, because that way all the songs will be appreciated.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That way it's not like you have them and then some of them get slipped through the cracks, because I feel like they're all so good. They're so good. So yes, I have the Turn Up records, of course. I've got the fun stuff, but there is a lot.
I want to hear your voice.
The meat of the album is like, there's some stuff that somebody told me it was like very Aaliyah-like because it's softer. Like I'm singing in a softer area of my voice. And then I've gotten to use my lower register a lot more, which people don't really get to hear because I'm always up here yelling and screaming in people's faces. And then there's, you know, some R&B music. So there's a pure R&B song called Tell Him That I Love Him. That's really great. Mm. Talk about
that's
a story.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a snippet.
No, there's no snippet of that.
Mm-mm.
No, that one's too special. It'll be,
you gotta say
it'll
be on the
album.
Video.
It'll be on the album, yes. It's pretty intense. But I get to sing for my job. I'm just...
You're blessed.
The the overall tone for me is moody.
Moody.
And when I think of Jordan Sparks, before it wasn't that.
This.
Yeah. Well, no, it was that, and it was.
Yeah. What's
like exactly. a battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite song,
which is epic and amazing. Yeah. Like I said, to be sitting in the car knowing that I love Jordan Sparks' voice, and then to be like, "Who is this? Shazam!" And it's you. Mm-hmm. The versatility in that is crazy. So when they sent us the snippets, and I'm listening to the music, I'm like. I guess that is where it's coming from, those lower registers. Mm-hmm. The beats mm-hmm. are just, it's new for you. Yeah. And I love it because it's taking what's kind of out there now, mm-hmm. but it's not what's out there right now.
Great. Thank you. That was the best thing I could have heard. Thank
you. Because when I heard it was mustard, I was like, really, Jordan? You jumped on a mustard beat?
Listen, he was the only one that had the beat.
Yes, bitch, you jump on beat. I was here right now. What the hell? Yes, and you did that, and that's
thank
what I'm saying.
Thank you.
sorry. Okay, so with this right now, we're going to get an album.
Yes.
I want to play a track that I fell in love with last night.
Oh, okay.
It's called 1111. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
So this song, a little bit of something about 1111. I'm followed by 1111. Every time I look at the clock, yes. I always see it, right? Or
I see 333.
Or something special happens. I look at my phone. It's always 1111. So, my mom, she always sends me wish when 1111 comes on. We wish when 1111 happens. So I was in the studio with Elijah Blake, who's super talented.
Love him.
And we wanted to write together, so we were writing and. You know, I was telling him the story about 1111 because Salam was like, Jordan, make a wish. And so that's how it started. And then we were talking about how, you know, you're lying in bed late at night at 1111 or right. whenever it is. And you're wishing you were with that person or mm-hmm. wishing that they knew who you were or wishing they saw you in that way.
Or wishing right. he hurry up and show the hell up.
Yeah, that too. Exactly.
Shit, I'm tired of waiting.
I'm gonna fall asleep at 1145.
Exactly. So I wish you were already mine is the song. But it's very vibey, very moody.
Yep,
perfect for those times at 1111. You probably play it at that time, probably. So yeah.
That's around the time. Yeah, actually, exactly. So let's take a listen to this clip. It's 1111.
Love her voice.
It's 1111 and the world is winding down. Shooting star right now. I wish I was perfect enough for you. I wish I was flawless just like you. I wish I was sane enough, but I'm just crazy.
Sparks, 1111.
Man, my eyes were closed. I was like,
let me tell you what I imagined.
Or what, Queen, girl, go ham right now.
Go in, girl.
I just saw myself on top.
I did not think we were going there.
I just saw myself on top on a slow grind. Son, this is a girl song.
Slow grind.
God damn it. I'm looking, oh my God. Jordan! We all music need that. We need this so bad.
What else
are we gonna listen to? Wait. She's like, yes, more.
No, for real. That song, honestly, like just the wishing. I wish I was this of you. All the things that you look at that other person for, mm-hmm. and you almost—it's crazy because in relationships, when you like somebody, it's almost like you downgrade yourself because you're putting this person on such a high pedestal. Mm-hmm. It really spoke to me last night, and I was irritated. It was just a snip.
Well,
but that's fine. The album coming out.
So close. It's so close. Oh my gosh! After 6 years, to say it's like 2 months away. Listen, I am the happiest girl on the planet.
Exactly.
Awesome. It's close.
That is right, a next. Sexy ass song.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, even with you have to listen to it like blast big speakers where and the bass is like woo. You feel the whole thing
you
go through your body.
You try to make me have an accident.
Yeah, no. She do that too close to somebody, she getting pregnant.
You know girls like vibration. Okay, sorry.
Hey.
All right, so the next song I want to play for y'all is Right Here, Right Now.
Yes.
Now this one, it's kind of a little of a turn up.
A little, yeah. You know,
there's a little bit of
this song. Actually, the track was so different to me because it is Turnip, but when you really listen to it, it sounds very world. Like I imagine,
okay.
I imagine like Africa or like South America, tribal. Like that's what I hear and that's what I envision when I see like the video or anything like that. But it's so different for me, and I was like, okay, we have to do something with this. And James Fauntleroy came in and he wrote it and he did No Air for me. So well, not for me, he did No Air. But he is such a talented writer, and he came in. I was sitting in there, and he walked in the booth, and he walked out, and he was done. And I was like, cool. So I'll just pretend like I wrote something, and you'll just okay. He's so quick. So this is right here, right now, and I recorded it right after he was done. So we
finished
it in
like
2 hours.
Really. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
This hair. Jesus.
This is dope.
Hey. Hey. Really, Jordan?
Yep.
Hey. I could twerk to this. Hey. No, wait. Look. Here we go. All right. Snippet. Sorry, guys.
Yo,
snippet.
But come on, like everything about that was dope.
I love that. Where you are right now in music. Thank you. You can hear your growth. Thank you. Can definitely.
What I liked about it too, it's new for your sound, but you still kept elements from what we are familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I like that you didn't lose that.
Well, because I'm still the same. Yeah. A lot of this music, I feel like. What I made because I had the freedom to go in, and he was like, well, do what you want. And it was like, okay, well, I took elements from everything that I love, and like what I grew up listening to, what I listen to when I'm getting ready. You know, I love more R&B,
like what
more
are some
bass
heavy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously Whitney and Mariah. I love lots of 90s R&B. So there's a lot of that in there, infused in there. And I feel like Aaliyah came through a little bit as well. Let me think. Currently, like, I listen to, like, Big Sean, and I listen to Drake stuff, and I listen to Nicki, and I listen to...
It's more of an urban vibe.
It's got a little bit of... Yeah, it's got a little bit more of an urban feel, but at the same time, the way I use my voice is the same way I always have. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not trying to sound different but I'm using all parts of my voice. So I'm using the falsetto, I'm using the, you know, the big... ballad, like power ballad range. I'm using the lower register, so it's still me, and my personality is still in it as well. I feel so, but it's also, it's not different for me because it's what I like to listen to. Yeah. But because people haven't seen me for so long on a personal project, they're like, whoa,
oh, you're gonna kill
this
them.
Is so different from everything else. But at the same time, I think that they'll like it. I think it's not gonna, like, it'll knock them over the head, but it's not gonna knock them over the head where they're gonna wake up and go, okay, I'm done with this.
No,
I
wake up and go,
dang,
I need
that hit me hard. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think you're about to kill him.
Thank you.
You are definitely about to hit people in the head. This is amazing. Are we listening to something else?
We are.
Oh, let's go. Okay. Oh, wait. Right Here Right Now is also about... It's about seeing that person across the room, whether it's the club or the grocery store or I don't know where you're at, but you see that person across the room and you're just kind of like, you have that moment of what would happen right now if we kissed. Like, what would happen? Like, and it's like thinking of...
It would all happen to that beat.
Like,
right?
You know how you can all see it? You can see it.
It goes mad fast.
Exactly. Exactly. So that song's like, you know, I want to know what would happen.
And we need that inspiration for the video.
Hey, yes. Working on it.
That is the first single. Oh, the... All right, the next one.
No, hashtag.
So before we get into that, one... I think it's genius that y'all came out with the mixtape first because it will ease people into it.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, essentially, it was an album sampler, let's be real. Yeah. It was an album sampler, but...
But like, calling it a mixtape's really cool.
Right, but we couldn't say, here's an album sampler, because people would be like, what? So, you know, saying, oh, Jordan dropped a mixtape, people are like,
It was that was an aggressive move too.
Hey, listen, I gotta be aggressive.
Yeah, that was an aggressive move.
Gotta be aggressive. Exactly.
Question.
Yes. Answer.
How do you choose your songs? So you write for other artists, like Ariana Grande. You wrote The Way.
Mm-hmm.
Great song.
Thank you. Thank
How
you so
do
much.
You say? You know what? I have all these songs. These ones, I feel like they could go to other artists, mm-hmm. or, you know what, I want to keep these for myself. How do you, because that's kind of hard. They're like your little babies.
Exactly. I think it's more of, again, with the feelings thing, it's more of just a feeling like, if I'm attached to a song, that's different than, like, knowing that when I sing this song, it's going to mean something to me every night when I sing it.
What's an example?
Well, I mean, like, The Way, it was different because I did want that song on my record, and something happened and there was like some miscommunication, and then like 2 weeks later she had it. She, whatever. She sang it amazingly well. I'm so glad that she did it and she could perform it amazing. Thank goodness. But like, there are some songs that I write that are just like, okay, well, that was fun, but I was just writing it to
write. You didn't
have
that.
Yeah, there was no like emotional, personal connection. And I mean, sometimes you're not going to have that if, like, the song is really dope and everybody responds to it, and it's like, okay, maybe there is something to this song.
Right.
And then sometimes songs have to grow on you, too, mm-hmm. even if you write them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. For me, it's been hard. Like I said, it's been hard to narrow down, like, which ones to put out for people to hear. But hopefully I did a good job so far.
You wanna got a good check with that Ariana Grande
Thanks.
Song. Because that's her first song. And
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Well, when you do write,
Sam really excited whenever she performs it. So,
when you do, hopefully she gets that Super Bowl next year. No.
Yeah, hey,
that'd be amazing.
How do you feel as far as like when you're writing the songs? Is it that you specifically are writing it from yourself mm-hmm. for an artist? Like, did you know? Do you ever know the artist that you're writing for, or is it more like, here I am, Jordan Sparks, I'm going to write my feelings on this paper mm-hmm. to this beat, and then, hey, if it fits Rihanna, if it fits this person, mm-hmm. then sure.
It depends on the session. Like, sometimes you go in to write specifically for other people. Other times, like, if I was recording and doing something, and I was like, yeah, this doesn't really fit me, because sometimes that happens. Sometimes I think the song is something that I'm going to want to sing, and then I'm like, nah, this actually won't work. It'll probably be better on so-and-so or so-and-so, like Zendaya or Rihanna or whoever. Mm-hmm. Not like every song gets picked up, because there's so many songs in the ether right now.
No, I can imagine.
But yeah, like sometimes that feeling happens where it's like, okay, maybe this song would be better suited for somebody else. And that's okay.
Okay.
That's also okay.
So. All right, so I want to listen to two more songs.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to let you pick the next one.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Right here.
Thank you. Okay, I'm like, I can't see that far.
We're going to go out with Double Tap.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I pick this next one?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, no.
I feel like it's going to be between two.
Gasoline?
What?
No.
Only one?
Pick one, and then we're going to do Double Tap. Because if anyone else wants to hear these songs, you guys can go to soundcloud.com/Jordan Sparks.
I love you. Yes. Okay. Actually, let's do this one. They Don't Give.
They Don't. I thought it was going to be They Don't Give, or I thought you were going to do Left Right. But let's do They Don't Give. We'll take a listen, and we'll find out what the song means.
Yes. Baby, they say we ain't gonna make it. I know.
Wow.
They don't give a damn about us. We're hating. Cause clearly just can't take it. But God knows. They don't know a thing about love. If we're gonna make it through whatever, don't let them hate. Cause our love was meant to be forever.
Gotta sing, Jordan.
Make me wake up. I don't even drink coffee. I'm gonna wake up and drink coffee.
I know that they don't give enough about us. So why should we care at all when God knows that they don't know a thing about love? Love, love, about love.
Jordan Sparks, They Don't
Damn,
Give.
Damn, Jordan.
Yo, that was... You were talking
on.
A Leah 90s right there.
Yo, that just, Psh. I was about to say, that just took me all the way to the 90s. I just felt.
On purpose.
That moment. Yeah. I felt being in the 90s. All the shit that I was going through was flicking through my brain, because the 90s was the best
That's like the summertime top down.
Yeah, summertime.
I smell clean linen.
Clean linen.
Honestly, like, I felt bed sheets, coffee, clean linen. I was just like waking up, thinking of my boo.
Yes, exactly.
They don't give. Where does the song come from?
So, the song.
That's a special song.
Okay, it is very special because I co-wrote it with Babyface. So that's where the 90s influence comes from. Because he, I mean, listen, he was the 90s.
90s number one songs.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Salaam was playing me early in the early stages of us recording together. He was playing me a whole bunch of stuff because obviously he's a producer. So, he was playing me some of the tracks that he had done, and him and Babyface had started an idea on this track, and there weren't any lyrics. It was just like da 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 da, and I was like, I love that. Let's do something to it. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, let's finish that idea. So it took a while, but we finally got in studio with Babyface and we wrote it together. And I, like, you guys, look, I love to talk. I got into studio with him and I was like, quiet.
Wow. That's how you have me right now, because I'm never this quiet.
Never.
Really? I'm excited that you're here.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Never this quiet. I am the loudest one in this room. But I'm just listening to you and listening to your story. Like, we watched you grow. And I can hear the maturity in your music.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful that you're back.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Your voice is missed.
Thank you so much. Damn, that makes me feel really good. Thank you. Let me just not look at you for a second.
Word.
Thank you, man.
Look at that. You come here. She made me cry.
That just made me feel so good. Because listen, remember how we were talking about that doubt? Like, people don't miss me. They got to, like, for you to say that.
No, we miss you.
Like, that part of me that still kind of has that down there, like, you just made me, I don't even know what to say right now. Like, that just made me feel so good.
No, that's real, though. I'm never, ever, 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 ever this quiet. I'm usually
on a table.
I'm usually, like, you know, bantering. I'm enjoying this moment. Your music is amazing. You are amazing. You look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You look like kept you're in a great yourself.
You're in a good place right now, and you're still getting there. You're in a good place. You look amazing. You sound amazing. And I think that the youth of today who are confused as hell, I think that they're going to accept you. You still look like you're 15.
Nothing.
So it's easy for them to be.
You got that American Idol legacy,
even though I know we, at 9 times out of 10, people who were on it want to separate themselves
from
that.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I won that.
No, but it's like, why would I want to separate myself? Yeah. It was my beginning, you know?
Yeah, but I think the youth of today is definitely going to embrace you. Your music is really good. I can't wait. Because,
thank you.
You know, I'm humping to that. the day that I leave my, the day that I leave.
The baby making me.
You got 11-11.
I didn't know 11-11.
I didn't know it was that.
See what happens when you wake up baby face?
Yes. Oh, but so the song, okay, so talking about inspiration from, like, different perspective and things. I was in a relationship a while ago, not the one that just happened, but before that. And it was one of those things where, like, he was a great guy. It was awesome. It just mutually, we just knew it wasn't gonna work. Mm-hmm. But I just remember it being frustrating for us because the family was like, yeah, no, and that just made me hold on tighter. So it was like, give an F about us. Why should we care? Right. They don't know a thing about love. Like, they don't know about our love. So that's where they don't give comes from. Like, talking about the perspective of, you know, being in love with somebody, and it doesn't matter what they're saying because they don't know what our love is. They don't know how we are together, different things like that. So that's where that came from.
Yes, Romeo.
Definitely
and
smoke
Juliet.
A blunt.
Hello,
to that.
Romeo and Juliet. Yes.
I can smoke a blunt. To that.
I'm saying they don't give 11-11. Like, I'm going home tonight getting that indica.
I'm all right. I'm mad at that they snippets, though. Indica. I need a song.
Girl, 2 months. We good. We got this.
So close.
We gonna
so
hold
close.
On together.
Bear with me. So close.
Me and Queen be having our moments. We be texting each other late night. Like, did you hear this song?
How you feeling? And I love to drive in my car, like, with all the windows down and my top open, and I just love to blast good music. 11-11.
Wait a minute. Okay, so literally, the reason why, like, I'm so excited for it to be coming out in May, because winter will be gone.
And that's my birthday, mom.
I got my Jeep. Yep. Listen, I got my Jeep. But that's what I love to do. Like, my best memories are driving. Like, with my dad in the car, all the windows rolled down, blasting Dream Lover and singing at the top of my lungs during the summer, right? So, for me, that's what I want this album to be. In May, the album's going to come out. I want them to be shedding that winter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, the sun is shining. They roll down the windows and they just blast the album. Like, that's all I want. So, for you to be saying that, I'm just like...
That's the same vision you have.
You are anointed.
Huh?
You're anointed.
Thank you.
Aww.
Like, stop!
No, but for real. And I'm saying that because reaching off of what Queen said, we're always talking about... Normally, on our show, we have, like, we talk about Twitter topics and what's going on in the music industry. And... I love a lot of the artists that are out right now.
Of course.
But a lot of them, I feel like there comes a point where you have to remember who you are and understand that there are doing it when you do music for the artistry, you are then a role model. And I feel like you are a great representative of what today's artist should be.
Thank you.
As far as how you've kept your career, you know, there's never anything negative or bad or tainted about you. You know.
Thank you.
You said, I forget the interview I was watching, but you were talking about your nose piercing, and just even that was just so innocent and just like, it was just like, she just has this energy about her. And your music, you know what I mean? It can be sexual, but it's chill. It's, you know,
I'm
what I mean?
More of a tongue in cheek girl. Like, yeah. I can talk about it, but I'll just.
Like, you ain't talking about busting no cheeks open.
Right, exactly.
Leave it to me. Sorry.
Well, actually, that's a great segue into our next song here.
Hey,
go. Double Tap. It's featuring 2 Chainz. Tell us about this song.
This shit right here.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
This? But we're not going to hold you up. We don't lie.
No,
ever. I've read so many people.
When people come
show,
in here, if your video, your
if
music
your shit
whack,
is whack, you will know that I'll be. Oh, okay.
And if your video is low budget, Queen don't read it.
Low budget, I'll be like, oh, you need to.
Don't come up in here with a budget.
And no glam squad. Like, oh, I could tell you. Did you hear yourself? I'm a hair celebrity hairstylist. So,
yay.
Queen of the
blessings to you. But I'm just so I feel you. You know, you love her.
She's like,
you take care of her.
Yes.
He follows. Yes. So basically, so I'm looking at glam. First thing I'm looking at, okay, her makeup's done, her hair's all curly and pretty, and she's walking with part of her glam squad to make sure she's good. Yes, Jordan Sparks. Yes, that's how you do it.
Come prepared.
Thank you.
Make sure Miss Sparks sparkles.
Thank you, exactly. Sparkle everywhere you go, okay?
So Double Tap that. Tell us about
this song. So Double Tap. So I wish I wrote this song. But I was being played a whole bunch of songs, and the producer, his name is Jonas, he played this song. The beat caught my attention immediately. I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to listen to all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lyrics started, and my face was just like... Do you hear this? Like, I was like, this is so relevant to right now. It's so much fun.
Yep.
It's just, nobody would expect it from me at all. And I was just like, we have to record this. So we recorded it within an hour. And we were done.
Genius.
And then the next day, we were trying to figure out, like, who we wanted to be the feature. And I was just like, 2 Chainz. Like, he was the first person that popped in my head. He was the only person that could do it. Because he's just crazy enough to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And his flow, too. I heard the track, and I was like, yeah, I could hear him on this.
2 Chainz.
I'm really excited about the track.
So we did that, and he wanted to be on it as well. So it was really awesome working with him and you know, getting his his bars down, but it was really fun, and I had a blast recording the song, and then we shot the video, so that should be out, I think, hopefully next week.
Oh, really? Good. Where'd you gotta send that in?
We're still working on like the edits and stuff. I think I just sent in my third round of edits. I'm super like particular.
OCD.
So anyway. So I was just, you know, you want it to look perfect.
No, yes.
It's been so long since
we don't
I've had
want
a music.
Queen coming at you.
Right, exactly. Now I'm going to be even more particular.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. No,
but I, it's been so long since I've had a music video that I'm just like, you know, I want it to be good.
Perfect.
But it's really fun. It's upbeat. It's kind of like a house party type of vibe. But yeah, this song is about how I took it was a girl talking to a guy like, I know you like me, but I bet you won't double tap that hoe. I bet you're not going to double tap my picture because you're too scared. Like, mm-hmm. I know you're not going to do it.
He don't want nobody in his business.
Yes, but you could take it another way where you're with your boo and they're scrolling and all of a sudden their finger hovers over that really sexy picture. I know you're not about to double tap that in front of me. I know you're not. You're not about to do that.
This is going to be the anthem of the summer.
Right.
You know that, right?
I hope so.
This is going to be the anthem of the summer. You're going to go through Instagram. You like how everybody talk about Fleek and this and that.
Double tap that.
I dare you double tap that bitch. That's all you want to see. Double tap. And you're going to see hashtag double tap that hoe.
Yes.
Hashtag.
Exactly. And then the other way you can take it is, you know, how you get nervous. Like, you're scrolling through pictures. Like, I know I've looked through some pictures and it's like 23 weeks ago. And I accidentally like it.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah, like, yeah.
The
no!
Mike Myers Instagram.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, and you're just like
thirsty.
They're like, this bitch is on my pictures. The anxiety, oh my gosh. And then it's also,
I live for your anxiety.
And then it's like, I know you're not going to go double tap that later. Like, so you can take it multiple ways.
Right.
All right, so let's take a listen. This is Jordan Sparks featuring 2 Chainz. Tap, double tap.
This is definitely going to be the anthem for the summer.
Yeah, that beat is hard.
Damn, Jordan! I'm excited for you.
I'm excited. Yay! Look better than your
last one. Ha! What? What you say? I know we don't care.
Insta-famous overnight, yeah. You said Insta-famous overnight?
Insta-famous.
Don't be scared to admit it. I've seen you look from the start.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I'm your favorite, but you
won't let it show. Hey. No way. If you like what you see, then you gotta let me know that you won't double tap that hoe. Hey, this shit is gonna be crazy.
Double tap that hoe.
Hey, see my soul hard in my car today.
Okay. Double tap that hoe. Double tap that hoe.
Loud. Hey.
Go ahead, let me know about you.
What? What? Hey. What?
Hey, Jordan Sparks featuring 2 Chainz, double tap.
Hey. 2 Chainz.
Jordan Sparks.
Honestly, I'm really excited because here's my thing. Listening to all the music, I visualize everything. My life, when I talk to people, everything in my life, I see everything as a cartoon.
Sure.
Or like
love
a video.
That.
And
I want to see that.
I want you to, like, honestly, like, I really need a video for most of these songs.
Yes.
I'm planning on it.
Okay.
Please.
Actually,
Salam, it's so funny because I'm not shy about saying what I want and, like, the things that I visualize as well. Plus, I've learned that no is a complete sentence. Sidebar. No is a complete sentence. Don't forget that, guys.
That is very
Don't forget that. So with Salam, I was like, listen, Salam, these songs that we're doing, I need visuals for all of them.
Yes, you do.
And he was like, huh. I said, no. Huh. I was like, no, we need visuals for all of them, whether it is a video or a lyric video or just like a behind the scenes type thing or an interview or me just walking day in the life with the song, whatever it is, we need visuals.
Mm-hmm.
It's been way too long. I am so behind on content. I am so behind. My fans are just dying for stuff. And so I'm just like, okay, so we got to do this. So
we will.
From me to you, I'm telling you, I want visuals for all of them.
Yeah, you need it.
All
Whether
right.
or not that happens will remain to be seen, but I want visuals for all
I
of
I think
them.
It'll be great if you do
What do you
that?
Call
I
your
think
fans?
It's going to happen.
Speezies.
Speezies, we got to work together,
Speezies?
Y'all.
Yeah, what up? What
we
up,
gonna work together. We gonna make sure that we get some videos for all of these songs
that
here.
That you
right?
won't double yep. tap that hoe.
Yes.
What?
They're my Speezies, and I'm Jay Speezy.
Jay Speezy
so and the Heezy.
On the Beezy.
On the Beezy.
Hey, on Idol, Blake, who got second place, he nicknamed me that, and it's just stuck with me ever since.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo, you need to wear, if you do a hip hop one or whatever one, you got to get you a JBZ hat made.
Yep, JBZ, got it. I will.
Yes.
Hurry up.
All right.
If you know where to find one, I'll just call you.
I can
you
get it made for you.
Great.
That's not a problem.
Okay.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Like, this was so awesome.
It was a blast. That's so much fun. And you gave me my popcorn. I just stopped eating it in the middle because then I realized, like, oh, yeah, they're watching me eat popcorn. And I'm not quite sure how I feel about that. Thank you.
So, everyone, you guys can check out Jordan's music at soundcloud.com/JordanSparks. Now, Jordan, where can all your fans follow you and keep up to date with you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. It's all at Jordan Sparks, JordanSparks. P-A-R-K-S. And yeah, follow me, hashtag post pictures. If I get to see you, post your pictures. I love to like my
hashtag
fan pictures.
Double tap that hoe.
Hashtag watch me double tap or double tap that hoe, whatever.
Or hashtag way you by Felicia. Put
it. Or hashtag by Felicia. Or whatever hashtag you want to come up with. There's endless hashtags that you can do. But I love seeing all my fans. So like that's the other thing I'm excited for is after the album comes out, hopefully I'll get the tour.
Yo, you are okay. About to kill it.
Yeah, I'm excited for this video. Hopefully we're going to get that next week.
Yes. That's real though. Like I Thank feel you. It in my spirit. Like you are... Like the image that I know we're about to go, but like right, the image that I'm sorry, Jesus but like moment. The image. Okay, quick. The image that is portrayed of you moment. Being little Jordan, mm-hmm. You are about to come out on some grown woman shit. Like,
well, that's the other thing too. Is I do get a lot of people that still come up to me. They're like, "You just turned 18, right?" And I'm like, wow. I mean, I'll take it, but no, I just turned 25, so no. So I'm still coming into my own. It's not like I know everything. I'm still growing, but. I'm like, I'm not a little kid anymore.
Right. I'm looking grown forward
woman.
To that.
Yeah, so it's
grown ass.
It's been
woman.
Nice. It's been nice.
So there you guys have it. Make sure you guys follow her at Jordan Sparks, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also, make sure you guys check out soundcloud.com/Jordan Sparks.
Sorry, I was pointing at all the... Sorry.
Queen, where can everyone find you?
Queen Wink, Instagram, Queen Live, Twitter.
Sean.
Sean Allen Live, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Awesome.
Snapchat.
Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place.
I fucking love you, Jordan.
I love you guys. From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.